Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks to Election Day, and Vice President Kamala Harris sat for an interview with NBC News, where she was asked about a possible scenario where former President Trump would declare victory on election night before the votes are counted.
I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
Earlier today in Florida, Trump touted early voting numbers as they show that more registered Republicans are voting early than in years past. He will hold a campaign event in North Carolina. Pentagon's confirmed two U.S. service members were injured in an overnight raid in Iraq that targeted top ISIS leaders. Pentagon said multiple ISIS operatives were killed. And the CDC warning about an E. coli outbreak in Mountain West states that could be linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Company says it's removed patties and slivered onions from those areas. This is it.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth International Airport and Pine River Regional Airport will be receiving federal funding for infrastructure improvements. On Monday, Congressman Pete Stauber announced $1 million of funding to replace the air traffic control tower at the Duluth Airport and over $1 million of funding to replace a general aviation terminal building at the Pine River Airport. The air traffic control tower at the Duluth Airport is one of the oldest in the country, and plans to replace that tower have been in the works for months. As rain continues to elude the Chippewa Valley, officials are warning of rising wildfire danger across western Wisconsin. According to fire officials, October is on track to be the driest on record in Eau Claire, and departments across the region have been responding to wildfires. Due to the higher wildfire danger, all western Wisconsin counties currently have a burning permit restriction in place. DNR officials are reminding residents not to burn their garbage and stay vigilant with hot machinery until the region finally gets some rain. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches. Ozzie Timmons is out after 3 seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host No. 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allow him to get on the move, you know, get into A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was huge for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two this evening, mostly cloudy otherwise tonight, low upper 30s. Sunshine and much cooler tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. More showers possible Thursday, high mid-60s. Sunshine returns back for Friday and Saturday, highs in the upper 50s. It's 71 right now.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Our number two, public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Early voting starts today, which means we are 2 weeks away. 14 days. I can't wait. So many people are so excited. We got some of the texters out there. Let's see. Derek from Wausau says, already voted at noon today. Kamala will win Wisconsin. Love it. Thank you, Derek. We played some sound from Madison. Troy from Mount Horeb said, Walls was great in Madison today. Keith Milton, looking forward to the ugly political commercials ending. Yeah, but you know, all the media, they're not gonna be sad that can't cash those checks anymore. A lot of money being spent in this cycle. So we will eventually get past it all. We have an election between now and then some normalcy question mark.
I
mean, you know, it's like, oh, what happens then? You know, what happens then? I keep my fingers crossed. But some of the issues that are happening now as we get there, next couple of weeks, 14 days. Washington Post reporting U.S. officials say Russia smeared Tim Walz might stoke post-vote violence. The intelligence officials see Moscow's hand in a fake video accusing the Democratic vice presidential candidate of abusing a student years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this one come out yesterday, or at least some of the video, and then I'm glad we didn't jump on this, so we have a little breakdown here. And that the U.S. intelligence officials Tuesday said Russians are seeking to disrupt U.S. elections. They created a fake video and other material smearing Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz with abuse allegations and are considering fomenting violence during and after the vote. Now, I think a thing to remember about the philosophy of our adversaries in this regard, and generally, and I think we'll say it here, that they're generally supportive of Trump in this, but it's really about creating chaos and creating division.
Right.
That's where the payoff is for those that would stoke it. It's not about the actual violence itself. Sure, our adversaries love to see us in pain and beating the hell out of each other. Got that. But it is more about the chaos. It is more about us keeping our eye on each other and off the ball, as it were. The Washington Post continues that the fake content accused Walz of inappropriate interactions with students while a teacher and coach. The Post, and listen to this, drew millions of views on social media.
Yeah, of course it did.
Tarring the Minnesota governor ahead of November 5th. The official said the Russian videos were part of the most active attempt by another country to tilt the 2024 election. They added that Russian government agencies and contractors, which generally seek to boost Republican former President Donald Trump's campaign, are considering trying to instigate physical violence in the fraught period after votes cast their ballots. Some of these influence efforts are aimed at inciting violence and calling into question the validity of democracy as a political system, regardless of who wins, a senior intelligence official told reporters in the latest of a series of background election threat briefings. Russia is, quote, potentially seeking to stoke threats towards poll workers, as well as amplifying protests and potentially encouraging protests to be violent. The Russian embassy and the Trump campaign did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment.
Shocking.
Is there a difference between the Russian embassy and the Trump campaign?
I mean, it's really just the location.
A different email address, but yep. Same IP address.
Right,
perhaps.
Right.
I jest, all you Russians out there.
Kind of.
Well, but, you know, Donald Trump, when you always talk about the fake Russia thing, of course, it wasn't fake Russia thing. We can look at what we know publicly released from the Mueller report, let alone the redacted portions. And if you read into it, as Mueller said himself, if we could have charged him with a crime, we would have. But you can't, so we won't, because of that stupid Office of Legal Counsel rule saying you can't charge a sitting president. I think that is asinine. But I digress. The efforts by foreign adversaries to influence us, according to Donald Trump, was all fake then. But I wonder, is it real now? I mean, we if it goes against his political rival, you know, is it terrible? Is it okay? I'd really like to know. Because remember, he said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, if you can find 30,000 of Hillary's emails, the press would reward you greatly for that. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this all along. So I'd really like to know what former President Donald Trump thinks about the Russian efforts to impact this election through this false, fraudulent Walls video. In the effort aimed at Walls, one of the officials said, based on newly available intelligence, the intelligence community assesses that Russian influence actors created and amplified content alleging inappropriate activity committed by the Democratic vice presidential candidate earlier in his career. This officials spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive intelligence matters. The intelligence officials and analysts examined materials associated with the fake content about Walls over the weekend and concluded that the content was consistent with a pattern of Russian disinformation aimed at undermining the Democratic ticket. So if that's the case, and we believe the intelligence officials, and I don't know that Donald Trump does, because remember he said when he was in Helsinki next to Putin, he says, I don't know why he would, though. Or right, why he wouldn't. Like, and whatever he said, he took it back the next day, but it was already, the embarrassment had already set in.
Well, not for him.
No, well, because
he's not capable of being embarrassed.
He has no shame, so you can't be embarrassed. It does not matter to him. But now, if this is the case, and the intelligence community assesses that this is what's going on, in this particular case, you have specific video against his political rival. Will Donald Trump have the strength and the leadership to stand up and condemn these Russian interference influences? I mean, I think you should. If you're down for democracy.
Of course he should.
If you're down for America, if you love this country, if you're a true patriot, you probably don't want foreign influencers trying to impact this election, even if it's for your benefit. Right, Trump? Because that's what they did before. Even though they couldn't necessarily, in the Mueller report and subsequent investigations, make the direct link and tie that Donald Trump was asking for and coordinating with the Russians for that effort. Certainly, they were the recipient of the benefit of that interference in the 2016 election cycle. So if Donald Trump has a problem with that, then perhaps he should articulate that publicly.
But here's,
condemn the Russians for interfering in this election cycle.
But that's not going to happen, Dom.
Why not?
Because all that Trump is going to see is Walls accused of inappropriate exchanges with a student. And then he'll say, well, this is what was reported.
That's similar to what he did with the... They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the pets of the people that live there. And we'll go there. We'll go there in just a moment because that's another great point. But there is this kind of effort, and certainly it's being done and perpetrated by the Russians. But there's people here too in this country that love to see the chaos. If you're here the anarchist type and want to just see the whole thing blow up, well, what do you give a damn, right? Why? You don't believe in democracy anyway. Believe in the natural order of things. We'll just let it all happen. But there are consequences to this action. And this one just blew my mind when I saw this headline from NBC today. Bulletproof vests, snipers, drones. Election officials beef up security at the polls. They're hardening the polls. State and local election officials around the country are taking major steps to keep poll workers and voters safe amid a hostile political environment. What? Security measures from beefing up law enforcement presence to donning bulletproof vests, from deploying drones for surveillance. Once routine business of running elections as America has now become much more fraught with risk in the wake of the 2020 campaign, with poll workers facing harassment, violent threats, and chaotic protests. It's a dynamic that has forced many election officials out of the industry, while those who remain have taken, in some cases, dramatic steps to protect poll workers and voters ahead of the election day. Some poll workers are also receiving pay bumps as incentives to stay on through the stressful voting period. So, with the Russian effort to sow this kind of discord, this chaos, it's working. And we can't also forget that, of course, the Republicans in this case, because I don't know, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, 855-752-4842, that there's a lot of, you know, progressive or Democrats out there that are engaging in this kind of behavior. I haven't seen that. Most of the folks that I know that were arrested on January 6th were hard righties. See what I'm saying? I mean, there seems to be only one side that is really, really, really digging in their heels. And that's not like a statistic today. Some study that 1 in 5 Republican voters will think that if Donald Trump doesn't win, it's rigged. I mean,
that's too high of a statistic.
It's scary. It really is. And when you think about how elections are literally done, the actual process of it, and follow the ballot and the, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. Come on, you can't have over 1,800, you know, conspirators to tilt, you know, what, the top of the ticket or the bottom of the ticket? I mean, the arguments that are made don't even make sense. When they came out of 2016, here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald, who won for Congress, and Tom Tiffany also, they won. Hey, we win. We're Congress. Hey, look at us. Oh, wait, but there was fraud. Well, was it fraud for them? No, because they won. It was fraud for Trump on the same ticket, same ballot, same everything. It was only fraud on Trump's loss, not on their victory. So the arguments don't even hold up. And literally, Axios has an article today where Donald Trump yesterday admitted that there was no election fraud before he went out later in the day and talked about, we're going to stop the cheating.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I mean, no consistency whatsoever.
Well, there is some consistency.
The inconsistency is the consistency. Yep. 855-752-4842. Susan from... Oh, Susan, hold on. We will get to you. I promise. I want to make sure we give all of our audience members an appropriate amount of time to speak your thoughts. Once again, 855-752-4842. Drones, fencing, bulletproof vests to go vote? I mean... Certainly, we want to keep the citizens safe. Certainly, the grandma volunteering down at the polling station shouldn't be harassed. But I also don't think grandma should be wearing a bulletproof vest. While I get it, that's a quick solution to a concern, I think there's deeper issues that we need to address. I'd like to know your thoughts, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. when everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Talking about the hardening of our polling stations. Early voting starts today. I'm very curious to know if any of our listeners who have done their civic duty early and gone out and early voted, what the situation was like. Were there lines? I did see some lines reported in downtown Milwaukee as one of the early polling sites. I also understand about 17 million early voters have cast their votes already.
Whoa.
Right. Now, some of the headlines have indicated or implied that a chunk of Republicans are now listening to their orange master and engaging and embracing early voting.
Okay.
But either way, 17 million already and counting. 855-752-4842. Don't think we need bulletproof vests, but apparently we do. Susan from McFarland, you are next. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to remind everyone that Alexei Navalny died in February of this year at a Russian concentration camp. His book comes out today. It's kind of serendipitous because this is the first day of voting. It's called Patriot, and he truly was a patriot. And we have such an easy, it's so easy for us to vote. All you have to do is, you know, make sure that you take the time. So anybody who's sitting this election out should be ashamed of themselves. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Susan. You know, the old adage, you know, people died for your right to vote. and it's something that we take for granted. I have for years, so I understand that. But it is something special. But as we just discussed, Susan, it's apparently getting harder. There's threats, there's chaos, there's drones, there's fencing, there's, you know, bulletproof vests, there's snipers. This is now what our voting season is going, our voting election season is going to look like.
This is
the new normal. It's untenable. It's just terrible. I mean, it's not acceptable.
No, and it's a reflection of just the greater society. I mean, you go to a school, you've got to go through metal detectors, you see armed guards, and it's, you know, not the best.
It is not the best. Some other news. I want to throw this one out there from the MSNBC. The Atlantic has a piece out right now. And John Kelly, if you remember him, he's Trump offered private praise for Hitler's generals. What? Steve Bannon reporting. Let me throw this one out there for your consideration. Heard this before, but I think this is the first time I've heard it confirmed. Per the MSNBC.com, in 2021, Donald Trump's spokesperson denied the former president had ever made positive comments about Adolf Hitler. More than 3 years later, those denials are increasingly difficult to believe. A new report from The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg included. Now, here's a quote from The Atlantic. Trump has frequently voiced his disdain for those who serve in the military and for their devotion to duty, honor, and sacrifice. Do you think he even knows what those things mean?
I think he hears the word duty and he starts giggling.
And honor. He's like, is the honor? Is the offer? And sacrifice. Aww. And sacrifice. That's like what you do, you know, to the people that used to work for you.
That's
when you throw them under the bus. And, you know, relegate them to coffee boy status. Trump has frequently voiced his disdain for those who serve in the military and for their devotion to duty, honor, and sacrifice. Former generals who have worked for Trump say that the sole military virtue he prizes is obedience. Of course.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I mean, he loves it, man. Loyalty.
Well, as long as they're loyal to him.
Right. Obedience to duty, honor, and sacrifice?
No.
Not so much.
But
obedience
to
him? Yeah. As his presidency drew to a close and in the years since, he has been more and more interested in the advantages of dictatorship and the absolute control over the military that he believes it would deliver. I need the kind of generals that Hitler had, Trump said in a private conversation in the White House, according to two people who heard him say this. Now the MSNBC goes on to their article. As was the case 3 years ago, a Trump spokesperson told The Atlantic that the quote is absolutely false, adding that the president never said this. That said, retired General John Kelly, Trump's former Homeland Security Secretary and former White House Chief of Staff, went on the record with Goldberg from the report at The Atlantic. You know, the former Homeland Security Secretary and former White House Chief of Staff, also known as the coffee boy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Kelly told The Atlantic, or Goldberg at The Atlantic. Kelly told me that when Trump raised the subject of German generals, Kelly responded by asking, do you mean Bismarck's generals? He went on. I mean, I knew he didn't know who Bismarck was or about the Franco-Prussian War. I said, do you mean the Kaiser's generals? Surely you can't mean Hitler's generals. And he said, yeah, Hitler's generals. Yeah. No, not Bismarck, not the Kaiser. Yeah, Hitler's generals. Now, MSNBC reports, Kelly went on to also tell Goldberg, again on the record, that the former president, quote, used the terms suckers and losers to describe soldiers who gave their lives in defense of our country. There are many, many people who have heard him say these things, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
If recent history is any guide, the GOP candidate will almost certainly lash out wildly at the man who served at his right hand for much of his presidency. He's already publicly referred to the retired general as dumb and a lowlife with a very small brain and a very big mouth. Though Kelly has been eager to talk about this and related issues for a while. For his book, The Return of Great Powers, Kelly told reporter Jim Sciutto that Trump privately said that Hitler, quote, did some good things. For their book, The Divider, the retired general also told Peter Baker and Susan Glasser that he warned Kelly and his colleagues to be more like the German generals.
Oh, God.
Kelly asked Trump for clarification. The then president reportedly replied by specifying the German generals in World War II.
Oh.
It now appears that the former White House chief of staff is adding even greater clarity to his experiences at Trump's side. This, of course, is the same Kelly who, after working closely with Trump, that the Republican is guilty of poisoning people's minds, having serious character issues, and not being a real man. Everybody this guy works with, at one point or another, rejects him. Isn't that a tell? 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with the help of former President Barack Obama. The two campaign in Madison this afternoon before Walz heads to Racine tonight. Most polls show Kamala Harris and Donald Trump neck and neck in key states with 2 weeks to go until Election Day. In Wisconsin, Harris leads Trump by 2 points. Schools and communities are doing more to reduce bullying, but some kids get left behind. Child psychologist Shelley Heimel says even in schools that are doing better, some kids have it even worse.
When you end up being the last kid, the one kid who is still being bullied, it takes a toll on your self-esteem.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has a bullying prevention resources website. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A housing project in West Duluth has cleared a major hurdle for construction. The organization behind the project, Northland Housing Partners, has funded their first loan for the housing development. According to a press release, the funding is coming from regional employers, private institutions, and organizations like Essentia Health and the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Officials say housing is one of the biggest challenges facing the area, and this housing project will go a long way in addressing that issue. A Duluth paper plant has received millions in state funding to assist in a massive expansion project. The state of Minnesota has announced a $5 million incentive to help Sofidel move forward with their $200 million expansion. The first phase of construction is expected to begin by the end of the year and will continue in phases through the end of 2026. Officials from the company say the expansion will allow them to triple their workforce with 160 new jobs in the 600,000-square-foot facility. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two this evening, mostly cloudy otherwise tonight, low upper 30s. Sunshine and much cooler tomorrow, high in the mid-50s. More showers possible Thursday, high mid-60s. Sunshine returns back for Friday and Saturday, highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm sorry.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line, it's a text line. And damn, Cam, I'm not going to read a War and Peace on the radio, but I appreciate your efforts. Talking about Donald Trump is being reported in the Atlantic, confirmed by John Kelly, Department of Homeland Security, and, you know, coffee boy to Donald Trump, confirming Donald Trump wants his generals to be like the Hitler's generals.
Well, Cam had another good comment in there that was short, that
The
German generals lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Minor detail there. I want my generals to lose. No, it's just terrible. And when you go to the Hitler comparison, you lose, right? But damn, man, stop telling you want people to be like Hitler's generals, man. I mean, if Hitler was a POS, you know, most terrible human being in the modern world, then why would you want anybody to be anything like any of the people around him? Oh, that's right, because you have dictator tendencies. I will be dictator for a day. And I have seen some folks opining that, you know, it's deflection when you hear Donald Trump talk about Arnold Palmer's genitalia. Because when we talk about those kinds of things, you know, we're not talking about his constant threats to use the National Guard or the military or the Department of Justice against his political adversaries. He will do this. He's already done it. We talked about Michael Cohen already. Michael Cohen went to jail, got sentenced to 3 years for his role in the Stormy Daniels hush money payoff case. Served a year, got out during COVID, wouldn't sign the NDA to not talk about Trump or not write his book. So they put his ass back in the slammer in solitary confinement for 16 days. And they eventually let him out and said, oh, yeah, well, that was wrong. Shouldn't do that. And he now, because of the legal circumstances at the time and the laws as they are right now, Mr. Cohen has no further recourse. Too bad, sucker. Once again, Donald Trump got away with it. Losers and suckers. And if you're a guy like Michael Cohen, well, you end up, when you talk about the losers and the suckers and the way Donald Trump describes those who have died protecting and serving this country, the suckers and the losers are those that have engaged in Donald Trump and took the pay and worked with him and enabled him. Those are the suckers and losers. Who in Trump's orbit in the last, you know, pick your time frame, has come out wildly successful, honest, straight up, awesome human being, not doing anything wrong? I'll wait for that, 855-752-4842. Love to hear that, because granted, a little resin on the brain here these days, but my recollection is, no, not really. Not really. Anyone who's been with Donald Trump has either gone to jail. Look at the people that he convinced to come on January 6th that it will be wild. Mm-hmm. What did a lot of those folks say during their trial? Donald Trump asked me to do it. I believed what Donald Trump said.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the suckers and the losers? I mean, if you're going to listen, if you have a leader telling you to go out and break the law and you go do it and then you get in trouble for it and you think, oh, man, I really shouldn't have done that. Why'd you do it? Well, my leader told me to. You might want to look in the mirror. Have some reflection and look at how you're living your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have me telling you that maybe you need to look at how you're living your life, you know what I'm saying? We've really fallen. 855-752-4842. Don from the MKE, you are up. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dominic. I was happened to read today's Journal Sentinel. It's on page 8. They got the House Task Force, big headline here, Trump shooting preventable. And then it goes on to say, describes how was shot in the ear at a rally in July 13th at Butler, Pennsylvania. And then I'm thinking, gee, that doesn't sound right. If he would have been shot in the ear, wouldn't he be dead?
Oh, John, you got to be so technical about it. I mean, it nicked the ear. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of ways it could have been preventable. Like, I don't know, you know, getting rid of the, you know, weapons of war in the hands of civilians. That could have done it. I'm just suggesting, just throwing that one out there. And, you know, even when we talk about that, because it is terrible, man. You never want to see a political candidate or anyone getting shot at. No, this is not the Wild West. This is not some fiction. This is reality. And that is not acceptable in a civil society ever. I don't care who the candidate is, period, full stop, not acceptable. That's why we engage in the political process, so we don't have to be out in the streets shooting each other like animals. See what I'm saying?
I mean, I'd like to see a raccoon with a gun. It was really cool in Guardians of the Galaxy, right. So I want to see it in real life.
855-752-4842. Wisconsin is very busy today. Governor Walz from Minnesota will be in Racine this afternoon. I believe
that's
speaking.
Where we are.
That's where we are. At 6:45, my understanding, he will speak today. Did a rally earlier today. We played some of that sound. And one of the clips that we played, and Jess, we don't have to play it again, but Walz talks about Donald Trump's own folks talking about how exhausted he is. And I when I heard that a couple of days ago, I was actually shocked. And here's why. Because Donald Trump is basically Superman to anyone around him. So my first reaction was, how bad does it have to be for them to admit that he's quote unquote exhausted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and to skip right past, he's a little tired.
Right.
He's a little under the weather. To jump right to exhausted.
How bad does it really have to be for them to say something like that? I think it has to be pretty bad because Donald Trump...
Well, I mean, we've been seeing how bad it is.
Well, we see it. I see it. You see it. I think a lot of folks see it. And if you don't, I'm wondering why not. It's certainly questionable that things that he says and the way he behaves, it's spiraling downward with 2 weeks to go. A couple of the low lights, if we will. Just
of course.
The Trump, we didn't get to these. I believe this was yesterday. So let's get to them today. Donald Trump, very concerned about the Department of Education. Apparently, they rent a lot of buildings in D.C. Maybe he's just mad he doesn't own the buildings, that he can't charge them 300% more rent because he's not the president like he did with the Secret Service, which just all of a sudden goes by the wayside. Like, no one even talks about it. I mean, we heard some rumblings about it at the time, but to see a specific number, Donald Trump and his hotels were overcharging Secret Service by the 300% for the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
To make more money off of we the people, everything about the guy is a grift. And how is that acceptable? People, come on. But anyway, very, very, very concerned about the Department of Education, and he has some ideas on it. Let's play.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go.
Cut one, please.
What are we going to do to improve that in our school systems?
Well, we're moving them back from Washington, where you have people that don't care about New York, frankly. You know, in Washington, I don't know if you haven't noticed, Lawrence, you got Department of Education, Department of Education. You got half the buildings are Department of Education. I never saw. You don't need any of them. You know, I want one person.
None of them.
And a secretary to just make sure they're teaching English.
What's the secretary
English,
doing?
Okay.
Ooh. Teach
do
English.
A little English, okay?
English.
I'd say reading, writing, and arithmetic. No transgender, no operations. You know, they take your kid. There are some places.
Take him out of third period?
Your boy leaves the school, comes back a girl. Okay?
It's
without
true.
Parental consent. What is that all about? That's like,
what is?
That's, when they talk about a threat to democracy, they're a threat. Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, when I was told that
I
was
can't.
Actually happening, I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it happens. It happens. There are areas where it happens. We're not going to let it happen.
No, that does not happen. Literally does not happen. Now, I don't know how involved Donald Trump is or was with his children.
Well.
Probably less than me.
Yeah.
And I seem to recall having a hell of a time getting my kid an aspirin.
Yeah.
At school. No, and my recollection, and we had a pretty good school district up at Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, but a lot of school districts struggling. Mm-hmm. Teachers going to pocket, man, to provide for their children. How is that? Don't even get me going on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like there's tens of thousands of dollars just laying around in an operating room at the nurse's office. I mean, what in the literal hell are you talking about? And what kind of moron is interviewing this guy going, oh, yeah, that happens. No, it does not happen. They don't have the money. You can't get a freaking aspirin. And no. You're going to tell me that a boy goes to school, come back a girl? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me. But it gets better, you know.
Does it?
He goes on the friendly Foxy News.
Oh, yeah. We're not supposed to call it that.
The Foxy Not News.
There we go.
The Foxy sued for not being news.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the geese.
The geese.
Because there was actually, I thought the Fox guy asked a fair question. Let's play it for the people.
Famous line about Springfield, Ohio, and I take your point. 15,000 to 20,000. Legal Haitian immigrants settling in that area causes a lot of friction.
Legal.
But when you said, and you know it's gone viral, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, you say you're just reporting what had been said. But why not say now, well, look, that turned out not to be true.
I don't know, if it's, not true. I don't know if it's true or not true. I read
eating
something.
Eating the pets, you don't know if it's true or not true. It's been debunked by
the
officials.
Well, what about the goose, the geese? What about the geese? What happened there? They're all missing.
Listen,
with Howie, two geese.
Howie, I have no idea. I said something. Problem is that you can't put 30,000 people into a 50,000 person town or city and expect this city to even survive or do well. What they've done to Springfield, Ohio is very, very unfair. And, I mean, there are a lot of stories. There are a lot of other stories that I've
lots
heard
of stories.
That are horrible
lots
since
I've
said it.
I read it.
Maybe
saw it on the internet.
Maybe I won't.
But the people
that's a story
on the internet,
that was reported, and I said that. Why don't you go after the newspaper that wrote it? Don't you know, blame me.
Well, I think it's been debunked by local officials.
I don't think it's been debunked at all. I think nobody talks about it except you.
So with that kind of circular logic, no one talks mm-hmm. about it but you, but mm-hmm. you talk about it. And then, but this is how he does it, right? He's kind of caught, and he's caught here because mm-hmm. he knows his bunk. And he can't, of course, admit that he was wrong. He can't, of course, ever go back and apologize
Never.
For being wrong. But I said something. I saw something and I said something. It's like the same thing he did when he talked about January 6th. You know, I don't know. It was a day of love. They asked me to
I wasn't there.
They asked me to say a speech. So I came up there and did a speech. And I said patriotically and peacefully. You know, I just did a speech. We didn't have any guns. I mean, you know, the folks that came there. You know, he can't help it. He wants to distance himself from the terrible statements and lies and rumors that he continues to spout. But he also doesn't want to distance himself from it because that would mean that he was somehow wrong or incorrect and misleading people.
Mm.
And if the geese are gone, man, I mean, it's almost the end of October, man. They're going south, bro.
Stay south.
You know, go south. This is the Dom Salvia Show. We're not going south. We got one more segment we're going to play for you, 855-752-4842. Make sure you stick around at 6 o'clock. We got Maggie, Dawn, and Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's Voter Special, 6 to 7 p.m. today. The dudes from Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim, Dr. Johnny, also going to be involved. Keep your dial set. We got one more segment, and then Civic Media's Voter Special coming up at 6, 855-752-4842.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety,
having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The green and gold, tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up on the phone line or the text line. Do it right now. Madison Plummer says, just early voted, all blue, get out and vote. Yes, sir, Plummer from Madison. Carrie from Tulsa, if you can't see the con, you're the mark. Wake up, Trumpers. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Another one here, a sign in the traditional kind of blue and red with the stars and outline of the Trump campaign says, dictator or democracy, that's the choice. Yes, it is the choice. Mm-hmm. I'll let it end on something positive. We know Kamala Harris was in town yesterday. Charlie Sykes moderated the conversation between her and Liz Cheney, and apparently this went on a couple of different swing states yesterday, Michigan, I believe, and Pennsylvania as well. We're going to play a little bit of sound of Liz Cheney, but I want to throw this one out there. New York Times reporting, Bill Gates privately says he has backed Harris with a $50 million donation.
All right.
Gates said in a statement to the Times that, quote, this election is different. Apparently reflecting a significant change in his political strategy, Bill Gates, 50 mil, was the other day, you know, Donald Trump has Elon Musk. I was going to say the Walls. Walls called Elon Musk a name today, and I really thought it was funny and appropriate, but I can't say it on the radio.
No, you can't.
Trump had Walls bounce around on stage, and Harris was traveling around with Mark Cuban. It's just like, hey, it's a bring your billionaire to work day. And while I certainly appreciate you know, Mark Cuban supporting Harris and now apparently Bill Gates getting out there and throwing in $50 million.
That's a lot of moolah.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. See, I talk from the back of my throat. That means I'm about done with the show. It's a lot of money. It's a love of money. I love the money. Oh. It's a lot of money. Different. Yes, this is a different election. I would absolutely concur with that. And folks, I think if you're on the fence out there, think about it. It is a different election. Hear what Donald Trump is talking about. Think what he's saying. Because whatever he will do to his political opponents, folks, he'll do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That sooner or later, there's no one else left. It's just you. And if you think that you're going to get a pass because you helped Donald Trump with this or helped Donald Trump with that, just look at the carnage of coffee boys he's left in his wake.
Oof, yeah.
855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Some of the sound from Cheney. Liz Cheney, I believe this was in Brookfield yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw the reporting that they may have mispronounced the name Brookfield, but, you know, they're not local, you know. Well, that's not like it's Waukesha, like a hard one.
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc. Wauwatosa. It's Brookfield. But we do have some of that sound. Let's hear what Liz Cheney had to say about listening to different opinions. I think this is, I don't want to say play sounds just to play the sound, but I think it's important for those that are on the fence, those that are traditionally conservative, that are concerned, that maybe don't like Trump. How can you? I get that. But he is the standard bearer for your party. Well, what used to be the Republican Party, maybe if you just let that party die because it's now MAGA and, you know, support someone like Cheney, it would be different. But here's what Cheney had to say, and this goes out to you, questioning Republicans and the independents. Cut number one, please.
It is certainly the case that there are policies on which we disagree.
Sure.
But she is somebody who's devoted her life to public service. She is somebody who, even if you disagree with her, and maybe especially if you disagree with her, I can tell you she will listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think I'm down with that. And it's, again, in contrast to what we know about Donald Trump, you've seen the videos of him sitting with his arms crossed like he's got, you know, I'm not listening to you now. No. A little more from Liz Cheney from the Brookie Field. Cut number two, please.
We're hiring somebody for the most important job, really, in the whole world. And I know that Vice President Harris is absolutely committed to governing in a way that reflects this coalition that has come together to support her.
And that coalition, I will remind you, involves Liz Cheney and Bernie Sanders. Cut number three, Harris's economic vision.
If you look at the speech that she gave at the Democratic convention, it was far more Reagan-esque, far more moderate than the speech that Donald Trump gave. It's based upon being able to count on stability, being able to count on an investment climate that is undergirded by the rule of law. Donald Trump is at war with the rule of law.
And that is a great point. And again, I will reiterate, Donald Trump crapping the bed in that Bloomberg interview raises lots of concern for those that are looking for a stable economic climate. The man is chaos. Everything he brings about is chaos. And if you're looking for the tax cuts, yeah, you might get them, but you're also going to get everything else that comes along with it. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. I appreciate every one of you hanging out with me today. Tomorrow, Earl Ingram. We're going to get back together with Earl Ingram Jr. He will join me in studio on Wednesday. I want to thank Maggie Dawn for the overtime with Maggie Dawn. Catch her show Monday through Fridays on the Civic Media Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Also want to thank Luann Bird, a Democrat running in Wisconsin's 61st Assembly District. I want to thank you, Jess, for everything you do and all the folks here at Civic Media putting in the hard work, getting this place up and running. It is great. Folks, we are 2 weeks out. Go early vote if you want to. Certainly make sure you vote by 2 weeks from today. More work to do, folks. We'll be back tomorrow.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.